From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani says his government is making every effort to advance peace and reconciliation. But he says those efforts will not bear fruit unless the Taliban comes to the negotiating table. He commented on Saturday at the bilateral commission meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who made an unannounced stop in Kabul during a tour of the Middle East and Asia. Supportive efforts that could lead to the resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban is one of the focal points for Kerry, who's also meeting with President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah during his one-day visit to Kabul. The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, consisting of the U.S., Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China, has been trying to get peace talks moving. However, Taliban representatives refused to take part in a meeting that was planned for March. Kerry highlighted Afghanistan's need for peace and security. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter heads to Asia Saturday. Security-related matters are on the agenda in both India and the Philippines. Carter delivered a speech Friday on Asian security in New York, where he said countries are appealing to the United States for support because of Chinese actions in the disputed South China Sea. Carter said that although the United States has disagreements with China, Washington is committed to working through them in ways that do not destabilize the region. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's president, Ma Ying-jeou, is visiting a remote island in the East China Sea to reassert Taiwan's sovereignty of it and Taipei's role in the region where several territories are in dispute. President Ma was to visit the island of Pengjia Saturday, a tiny island north of Taiwan with very few residents. While Pengjia is not in dispute, it is the closest Taiwanese territory to islands claimed by China, Taiwan, and Japan, known in China as Dai Tai and in Japan as Senkaku. Ma was expected to tour a weather station and unveil a monument to the deal struck between Taiwan and Japan in 2013 over fishing rights around the islands. Myanmar has released more than 100 political detainees under an amnesty that was the first official act by Aung San Suu Kyi, a former political prisoner herself and now the most significant figure in the new civilian government. The state-run Global New Light of Myanmar newspaper said Saturday that 113 political detainees were released across the country. Human rights groups estimate that Myanmar has had about 500 prisoners of conscience in detention. Families and friends of the detainees began gathering at prisons after Aung San Suu Kyi announced Thursday that prisoners would be released in conjunction with Buddhist New Year celebrations in the coming days. Djibouti's Minister of the Interior has announced that President Ismail Omar Golle has won Friday's presidential election with nearly 87% of the vote. Interior Minister Hassan Omar Mohamed told VOA the vote count is complete and President Golle has won outright in the first round of the election, giving him another five-year term in office, his fourth consecutive term since 1999. Al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen have ambushed and executed at least 15 soldiers after stopping their convoy in the province of Abyan. Local reports say armed Al-Qaeda members stopped the soldiers, who were riding in civilian vehicles, in the town of Awar. The militants ordered the soldiers to get out of their vehicles and then shot them in the early morning incident. A fugitive suspect is under arrest in connection with last month's bombings in Brussels. Belgian authorities confirm 31-year-old Mohamed Abrini is among several people arrested Friday. He's believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at Brussels' Zaventem Airport. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.